With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. The Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary stretches from Cambria up to Marin. It's home to several species of marine mammals, giant kelp forests, tide pools, and plastic. As KAZU's Aaron Malsbury reports, sanctuary staff and volunteers are conducting a two-year study to learn more about the plastic waste that's making its way into the ecosystem.
On a sunny morning at Salinas River State Beach, about five volunteers watched Chad King sift sand through a metal sieve.
It's like flour sifted for a cake.
King is a research ecologist with the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. He's teaching volunteers how to sample for microplastics. These are particles smaller than 5 millimeters, about the size of a pencil eraser. Microplastics have become a topic of concern over the last few years.
We did do a study back in 2019, 20, and 21 that looked at microplastics on the ocean surface at various locations within the sanctuary, near shore in the bay and as far as 50 miles offshore, and we found microplastics everywhere. Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute found microplastics in the water column down to 1,000 meters. We know that they're here, but we don't know where all the plastics are coming from.
So the sanctuary began a two-year project funded by a state grant that will sample rivers, nearby beaches, ocean water, and marine life for microplastics.
So the hope is to identify the quantity, the source, and the types. And hopefully that will influence maybe local regulations and cut down on the amount of plastics going into the sanctuary.
After the demonstration, volunteers split into groups and spread out across the beach. They sample along lines parallel to the ocean. The process involves filtering seawater, sifting sand, and carefully rinsing contents from a metal sieve into a glass jar. They do it twice in each spot, once for particles between 1 and 5 millimeters that are visible to the naked eye, and once for particles between 0.5 millimeter and 50 microns, which require a microscope. The smaller samples will be analyzed chemically using a process called FTIR.
And then we can look at a library of what plastics use those chemicals, and then perhaps go, oh, well, these plastics came from single-use plastics, or these plastics came from agricultural, or these plastics came from styrofoam containers, whatever it may be, cigarette butts, right?
Different groups of volunteers will sample beaches near four rivers quarterly for 2 years. The volunteers today are a mix of college students and retirees. Valeria Silva is there after taking a class at Cal State Monterey Bay, taught by a sanctuary ecologist. She says a class project about fast fashion and its impacts on the ocean got her interested in microplastics.
Every time we wash our clothes in the laundry, we're introducing microplastics into the environment.
She says filters on washing machines can help a bit.
You can control at least your contribution to the issue, but it's just like one little fraction of the problem. So at the end of the day, we have to introduce legislation on big companies.
The microplastics problem is not unique to Monterey Bay. Myra Finkelstein is an adjunct professor in the Microbiology and Toxicology Department at the University of California, Santa Cruz. She says microplastics are everywhere.
We're breathing it, we're eating it, we're drinking it.
And scientists are still learning how they affect our ecosystems and our bodies.
We're finding evidence that it causes inflammation and things like that in digestive tract or in your lung tissues. And some of the work that I've done has demonstrated that some of these small little pieces of plastic, these microplastics that are so small, you basically need to look at them under a microscope to sort of understand what they are, that they're still basically able to leach out toxic chemicals that can then disrupt hormone function.
But Finkelstein remains hopeful that society can change.
I think some of the legislation in California to reduce single-use plastic is a good start. I think we need to be better about what we're using, how we're inputting it into the environment. We have the intellectual ability to solve this problem. I really believe we do. I just feel like we have to have the motivation to try.
The research in the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary could help catalyze that change. The scientists are just starting to analyze their first samples. Soon, we'll know more about how much plastic is in Monterey Bay and where it's coming from. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.